like we did the Iranian government in 1953 when they wanted to nationalize oil. You OPEC countries can nationalize your oil. You can take control of Aramco and the other countries. But you have to make an agreement that all of your profits and rents from the oil will be lent back to the United States, recycled in the United States, priced in dollars, and invested in U.S. Treasury securities, U.S. bonds, and U.S. stocks, so that the money, the vast dollar inflows from your oil exports will all be part of the U.S. economy. I sat in on meetings in the White House in 1974 when this was discussed, because I had been the specialist at Chase Manhattan for the U.S. balance of payments, and specifically for the oil industry. And from the very beginning, the U.S. foreign policy was based on, if we can control the world's oil trade, then we really have control of the world's economy. But in order to do this, we have to prevent other countries from buying oil from countries not controlled by the United States, first by Iran after it, after the Shah was overthrown. Then you can't let them buy from Russia after 2022. So you had the sanctions against Russia and the destruction of the oil pipeline. Then the sanctions against Venezuela to prevent countries from buying from Venezuela. And now back to Iran to prevent Iran from selling its oil to China. 80% of Iran's oil exports had gone to China. So the whole idea from the beginning was to consolidate the U.S. ability to control oil, and thereby to give Trump and the U.S. administration the ability to turn off the lights, to turn off the power, to turn off the electricity to other countries if they did not agree to follow U.S. foreign policy, to maintain sanctions against other oil countries, against Russia, China, also.
Michael Hudson, we're going to continue this conversation. Post online at democracynow.org. Michael Hudson, economist, will link to your article, "The U.S.-Israeli Attack Was to Prevent Peace, Not to Advance It." Michael Hudson, president of the Institute for the Study of Long-Term Economic Trends. I'm Mimi Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. I'll be in Savannah, Georgia on Saturday. Check our website at democracynow.org.
The views expressed in the preceding program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of this station.
The modern miracles of sound, motion pictures, and radio open up vast sources of entertainment and instruction. To benefit from these, we need our ears, which interpret for us the multitude of sound waves they receive. Let us always strive to protect and to preserve this most precious gift of nature.
Always eager to help you enjoy that gift, this is CJUM 101.5, broadcasting from the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg.
Can be like a glass fish. I can't latch on with my teeth. In another There's no place we can't. And I'm reminded of the time that I was blinded by the sun. It was a welcome change from the sight of you hanging like a willow off the arm of yet another visionary prophetess East Van Punk. Stand at all. You looked okay with the others. You look great on your own. It was 2002 and you couldn't be bothered to say hello or goodbye or stand the test of time. You did. I just tried to separate an ocean from these tears we cry. Destruction in the way you talk. Where did you get that ride? Where did you get that rocket? Where did you get that painter in your pocket? Summer season was cheap. Birds of prey stick together, and hey, so do we go. I didn't stand a chance. I didn't stand at all. You looked okay with the others. You look by yourself. It was 2002 and you needed reminding to stay alive, and so did I, but at least I tried to fall upon that sword and never look back. For destruction in the way you talk. Where did you get that ride? Where did you get that rocket? Where did you get that painter in your pocket? Where did you get that line? Where did you get that law? Where did you get that pension for destruction in the way you talk? Where did you get that ride? Where did you get that rocket? Where did you get that painter in your pocket?
they just ran away and found a new place to stay. 'Cause I know you'll never go. I'll make one of them say, I've never loved.
I'll take you back. Hey U of M, my name is Shumi Rai, and I'm running to be your Black student representative. Electing me means electing someone who advocates for the issues of Black students, someone who prioritizes community, and someone that will promote diversity and inclusion in the BSC. My promise to you aren't outlandish policies or unachievable goals, but a movement towards real organic change off of the heels of leaders before me who've already done so much for our students. A vote for Shumi is a vote for community.
Old Gold Vintage Vinyl Record Shop, located at 187 Osborne inside Urban Waves, is Winnipeg's newest and most diverse record shopping experience. Whether you're a veteran collector questing for collectibles and obscurities, or new to the world of vinyl and looking for some classic titles, there's something for everyone at Old Gold Vintage Vinyl. With thousands of titles on LP and 45 in genres spanning rock, soul, funk, jazz, blues, reggae, and more, plus new arrivals being added each week means there's always something to discover. Follow at VintageVinyl204 on Instagram and search for Old Gold Vintage Vinyl Winnipeg on Facebook for the latest on what's new in-store. And remember, we're always buying, selling, and trading quality LPs, so call 204-475-2353 or drop by the store at 187 Osborne. Old Gold Vintage Vinyl, because old gold is as good as new.
Thank you. Thank you. open eyes out for patrol, taking cover in the hold until it lifts. Oh, tell me I'm not doing this all on my own. I'm waiting for the bus at the turn.
While taking orders, Time stops when you're ready to fly. Wipe the counter, find a daydream. Yeah, I've got the gig on my mind. Tell myself that I've got a few hours. Until then, I'm slinging burgers and fries. Well, may it pay the bills. Okay, it covers the rent. What more could I expect? But I'm singing tonight.
You should listen. Sookrum's Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 presents Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Sookrum's Tap Room. Spend a Sunday afternoon enjoying song selections from one of your favorite radio hosts and stripped-down performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Sookrum's Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue. But like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers. For more information on Sunday sessional dates and details, visit the event calendar at umfm.com and come join us at Sookrum's. Thank you.